My name is Lena Mooney, and you are in the Kids and Generosity class. You're welcome. If this isn't the one you are planning on attend, we're glad you're here anyway, okay? Maybe the Lord wants to speak something specific to you today. No, I serve as the kids pastor at Lima First Church. If you know where Lima, Ohio is, my senior pastor is Daryl Booker. I'm also the Ohio BGMC director, so I get to work with churches all across the state, helping them, coming alongside of them, teaching their kids about missions and generosity. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things. How many of you guys are are on staff at your church? You're paid to be there. And then how many of you guys are volunteer? God bless you. We're so grateful for you. Honestly, for you guys to take your Saturday and to come to an event like this, we know that it's a sacrifice of your time, but our prayer is that you would just be blessed today and that you would grow as a leader. We're so grateful for people who volunteer their time to help point kids toward Jesus, right, and families toward Jesus. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things. If it's something that you are the lead decision maker, awesome. But if not, hopefully it's something that you can take and help encourage the heart of missions in your kids' ministry, in your church, with your lead pastors and your board, the staff. Can we just start out this morning with prayer? I know that we've spent time in service and everything, but this is a huge passion of mine, and I believe that if we can help kids grasp the heart of generosity as kids, that it literally has the power to change the entire world. And I don't mean that facetiously. Like, it truly has the power to change the entire world and eternity. And so it's serious what we're doing here. And so can we just take a minute and invite the presence of God to be in this room? God, we love you. We're so grateful that you sent your son Jesus to die in our place to take the punishment of our sins. And so, God, I ask that in these next few moments, would you just grow our heart with compassion for the people of the world, the people that you have created, people who are lost and dying and broken without you. Would you burden our hearts with what burdens yours, God? I pray that you would give us creativity, that you would speak specific things to our heart, things that we can implement immediately, ways that we can help kids grow hearts of compassion so that all the world can come to know who you are. We love you so much, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, did you guys realize that there is between 7.2 and 8 million people in the world? So many people, right? And of those 7.2 to 8 million people, there are 3.2 billion people that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's about 40% of our world. And I had you have a slide for that. Thank you. That's about 40% of our world that does not know Jesus. And so I'm going to ask, there's probably 70, 80 of you guys in here. 40%. Could I ask, not you, Sean. Could I ask maybe like these first three rows just to stand to your feet? Could we agree that maybe this is about 40% of the room? About? So if you can imagine, this is the portion of our world that does not know Jesus. They've never heard the name of Jesus. They've had no gospel presentation whatsoever. There's no Bible in their language. They've never had the opportunity to know Jesus. Does that not blow your mind? You guys can sit down. Thank you. I'm not okay with that, right? I know that you're not okay with that. These people aren't just from the United States. These people are from all over the world. Sometimes it would take days upon days to travel to people like this who have never heard about Jesus. You might have to get on a plane and get on a boat and get on a donkey and go to the highest top of a mountain to get to a village where people have never heard the name of Jesus. There's people all over. And yet the Bible says in Matthew 28:19 to go and tell the world, right? Matthew 28, 19 says, go and make disciples of all nations, every tribe, every tongue, all nations, so that the whole world can come to know Jesus. And if you're a follower of Jesus, raise your hand if you're a follower of Jesus. That means you. God has called you to be part of going into all the world. Now, does that mean that we ourselves are actually physically going to go to that remote, tiny little village on top of the mountain to tell somebody about Jesus? Maybe. But more than likely not, right? And so there are ways that we can follow what God's word says and go into all the world and tell people about Jesus. One of those ways is by praying, right? We know that praying is just conversation with God. When we pray, we can pray for people to come to know Jesus. We can pray for missionaries. These are people who feel called by God to go into the world and tell people about Jesus. We can pray for missionary kids whose lives have been changed, right? They've given up everything to go and tell people about Jesus. We can go and tell people about God's love. Maybe that means going into your school and telling your friends who Jesus is and what he's done in your life. Maybe that does mean that as you get older, one day you're going to go to another country and learn another language and learn what it's like to be in another culture so that you can share Jesus with other people. Sometimes we can be part of this great commission, what God calls us to do, by giving of our money. Now, how many of you guys have jobs? Aw, I love it. Maybe you don't have a job, but you have an allowance that you get from doing chores or extra things around the house. One way that we can help share Jesus with all of the world is by giving of our money and our possessions. We can also give of our time. How many of you guys really love to speak in front of people? Wow, that's surprising in a room this size. There are like two hands. How many of you guys think you're really funny and can tell amazing jokes? Again, only one. Well, the reality is that God has given each one of us gifts and talents to be able to be used by him to help the world know Jesus. I want to show you a video real quick of a missionary in Japan that is telling people about Jesus right now. Take a look at this video and see how people are coming to know Jesus in Japan. Maybe. There should be sound. No. No sound. It's a really awesome video that's beautifully done about missionaries in Japan who are working to teach students how to be pastors and teaching students how to go into the world. And there's awesome music and it's beautiful for kids and super engaging. They use all kinds of object lessons and illustrations and bouncy houses and all kinds of really cool ways to be able to tell kids about Jesus. And you can tell people about Jesus right where you are. That's the gist of the video, okay? But we're going to take a minute right now, and we're going to ask Jesus to speak to our hearts about a specific way that we can pray for the world. All of you guys have maps in your hand, right? And there are maps from all over the world. There's Latin America, there's North America, Africa, Eurasia. Everybody has a different map. We're going to take just a minute. We're going to close our eyes. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us about a specific country that we can pray for this week, because we know that there are people there who don't know Jesus, who are separated from God, and we want them to know Jesus, right? So would you close your eyes for just a minute? And in your own words, would you say, God, would you just speak to me? I want to be part of the whole world coming to know who you are. God, would you begin to burden my heart right now for a specific country, a specific group of people that need to know your name, that need to experience salvation through you? And as you're looking at your map, would you just take a moment as the Lord speaks to you to color in a specific country on that map that you have? God, if you want to send us, we'll say yes to you. If you want us to pray, we say yes to you, God. We want to be part of the world coming to know you. I'm going to give you about 10 more seconds. Now we're going to practice praying for the world together. I know that praying out loud may seem really crazy to some of you and may go totally against what you feel like your personality is. But here's the thing, this is a safe place. And we can practice praying out loud together, which is what we're going to do in just a moment. The reason that we do that is there's not necessarily anything special about praying out loud. But one thing is it helps build up our boldness. Right? So that if we're in the grocery store or if we're at the gas station with our grown-up and we see somebody who needs to know Jesus, we've already practiced praying out loud. And so we're a little bit more emboldened and empowered to go and pray with somebody, right? And when we pray out loud, it helps encourage those around us who can hear our prayers, right? And so we're going to pray out loud together for the countries that you guys have colored in on your maps. We're going to go 60 seconds. We're going to pray that the world would come to know Jesus. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
For real, we're doing this. I'm not just like, this isn't just training. Like, we're for real doing this, okay? So I want you to use your voices, practice praying out loud. And we're going to pray that the world would come to know Jesus in every country, right? Okay, let's go. Come on. Jesus, we thank you that you love us. God, we pray right now for the countries of the world to come to know you. We pray that the darkness would be pushed back, that your kingdom would rule and reign, that people would come to know you from every tribe, every tongue, every language, every attack of the enemy against missionaries. We say no. We stand in the gap for our missionaries. God, would you encourage them? Would you empower them with the Holy Spirit? May they go into the darkest of places with the covering and authority that you've given them to be able to speak your word, to be able to speak truth and power and love into the most desperate situations. God, we ask that children in these countries would come to know you, that you would raise up children's leaders, God, who are trained and equipped to walk these kids into discipleship. We pray for pastors and leaders, God, people who will come together to support the growing church. God, we trust you. We ask for supernatural healings. We ask that revival would spread across the world, God, that you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. God, we say yes to you, however you want to use us, to pray, to give, to go. We give ourselves to you and we say yes, Lord. Would you use me to help the world come to know Jesus? We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. We're changing the world, right? And we can empower and teach our kids to do the same thing that we've done. As we expose our kids to people from around the world, to people who don't know Jesus, to people who are different than them, we help open their eyes to see the darkness that's around us, right? And so what we just did, this is an actual BGMC session. This is a small snippet. It's designed to take 5 to 7 minutes in your services every week. There are currently two full sets out of 13 lessons each that walk you through different ways that you can teach your kids about missions. And so one of them, the video was one of the beautiful ways that you didn't actually get to see, but you can go and experience for yourself when you download it, right? But it comes with all kinds of graphics and all the printables and all the things that you need. And so it's a really super easy way to incorporate missions into your regular curriculum that you're already using. You can take, maybe you do it before worship time or you do it as part of your altar time, but you can do it every single week. I know that a lot of churches are set up a lot of differently. Perhaps you talk about missions once a month, or you do a specific talk about a specific country once a month. Can I encourage you? That's fantastic. But can I encourage you to keep it in front of your kids every week in some form or fashion? Because what happens is we know that the reality is that kids only attend church once every 3 weeks. I mean, of course, you're going to have your faithful ones. But the statistics show that that regular attendance is once every 3 weeks. And so if we're only talking about missions once a month, how many of our kids are we missing with exposing them to a world that's hurting and broken, right? Give me just a second. I got to get back into my notes. I've already strayed. Okay. So BGMC stands for Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. I hope you know that. If not, I'd love to explain more about what BGMC is, but it's the avenue through the Assemblies of God that helps partner with missionaries to help for kids helping kids, teaching kids how to have compassion for the world. There's all kinds of resources that we're going to go through here in just a second. Can you go back to that Google Drive? Yeah, that was perfect. If you guys scan this, I saw some of you have already been scanning it. So how many of you guys have noticed that there are some changes coming down from the national office about BGMC? Some of you guys have already seen that. Some of you are like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So because this is part of our fellowship, in how we support missionaries, there are all kinds of things that are changing to help provide some accountability. Not that there wasn't accountability before, but even more accountability, and really help us to be able to help the missionaries that are from our state. How cool is it that we have missionaries that are out of churches here in Ohio? Raise your hand, and maybe you guys know, maybe you don't know. If you know that your church has sent missionaries out of their church, that's incredible, right? And so these are the relationships that we want our kids to know about, right? And so the projects that we here in Ohio are going to be doing over the next year, over the next couple years, is all going to be focused primarily on missionaries out of Ohio, wherever they're serving in the world. And so we'll talk a little bit more about projects, but if you use this Google Drive, on this Google Drive, you're going to find all kinds of resources. You're going to find the sessions that we talked about earlier, that is like a curriculum. You're going to find graphics that you can use. Currently, for BGMC, there used to be all kinds of like fun trinket things, buttons and stickers and frisbees and pencils and lanyards and all the things, okay? They have now made it so that you can take the BGMC graphics and create what you want from them, which is really cool, right? They've made them so that you don't have to license them or anything. You can take them and make them what you want so that you can use, you can create things for your own kids' ministry. We're working on, out of Ohio, trying to find some of the things that we know that a large amount of churches will like and use to encourage missions in their kids, and we'll look at creating some of those things ourselves. So if you're looking for those things, again, some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but if you are looking for those things, know that there are things coming, okay? We're going to take just a minute, and I want you to think about this specific question, and we're going to like turn and partner share, okay, for my elementary teachers in here. I want you to think, what is the missions culture in your church? What is the missions culture like in your church? Could you honestly answer, do you know about the missionaries that your church supports? Are you hearing stories from missionaries? Think about it and talk to your partner for just a second. Talk with each other, communicate, share. This is interactive. This is what is the missions culture like at your church? I have to be finished at 12:15, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it was 45 minutes and then 15 minutes for questions. Yeah. Okay, 10 more seconds. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I'm going to ask for your attention right back up here. Thank you. Okay, so hopefully by asking this question, what is the missions culture in your church, it helps you to evaluate not just your kids' ministry, but honestly your church as a whole. And again, I know that some of you are in positions where you can have influence, and others of you, you may feel like, man, I'm just a volunteer. I'm just, you know, I'm doing my best to help teach the kids when I'm serving. But the reality is that when we teach kids about missions, missions-minded kids turn into missions-minded teenagers who then turn into missions-minded adults. And so if we can teach them young and establish that DNA and that heart at a young age, then when they get to be older, you have adults who are crazy about missions, right? They understand the heart of it. They have the compassion of God toward people around the world, where you do have people then that are saying, yes, I want to be a missionary. I want to go into all the world, or I'm going to give, or, you know, you've got that mentality and that DNA already in your church. And so asking that question, and even taking that question back to maybe your, you know, other kids ministry leaders, or maybe if you're on staff, your staff at your church, just evaluating where you are with missions. How are we teaching our people about missions? Do they know who the missionaries are that we support? Are we sharing stories about what God's doing around the world? Because if we're not keeping it in front of people, we understand that that's probably not good, right? They're going to forget about it. Right? If it's not, we know that's how our life is, right? If it's not in front of me, that's why I have lists and whiteboards and all things so I don't forget things. So what are some ways that we can keep missions in front of kids and help kids grow a heart of compassion? That's why you're here, right? You want to know all the things. I don't have all the answers, but I do have some tools and resources that I can give you to help you. And we're going to talk about, in our question and answer time, we'll give you guys some opportunity to share some of the things that you guys have done in your own churches. So how many of you guys have seen the BGMC curriculum that comes out? It's been coming out every year for a very long time, and it goes through 12 different countries in a year, and part of those lessons includes recipes and games and crafts, and there's a preschool component, and there's a language game, and videos. Now, the videos are dated. Okay, they are dated, which is why we have this new curriculum to help supplement some of that. However, this curriculum is still really good. There is a lot of stuff in there that you can use to help expose your kids to curriculum. So what it looks like in my church, in my kids' ministry, we pick one of those out a month. We're currently doing Uruguay. And so the first Sunday of the month, I'm going to play one of the videos from that curriculum. The second Sunday of the month, I'm going to make these cards. I'll show you what I make. How many of you guys have been to kids' camp and have seen this? Some of you have. Let me show you. So there is there's like a slideshow in this curriculum. Again, it's a little dated, but if you fiddle with it a little bit, you can make it current and make it what you need to be, right? So I just take the pictures out of the slideshow and I drop them in a document, and it's really fancy and really beautiful, right? It's super fancy. But I make them into cards, and then so like on the second Sunday of the month, I'll have my kids get in small groups, and we've actually practiced this at kids camp. The room leaders will do this as part of their morning time, but we'll just pass these cards around, and it's a touch and feel item that the kids can look at pictures, and they're going to see faces of people who are different from them. They're going to hear about cultures where kids eat differently, and festivals and holidays that are celebrated in different ways, and then they're going to get to this part where it says, this is why Uruguay needs Jesus, or this is why Bolivia needs Jesus, and it's going to talk about what the majority of the people believe in there. And it's pretty frank. Like, there's some of them that say, you know what, the people here believe in animism, or they'll bury their dead and then they'll pull them out of the graves again. And it feels very frank for kids, but I'm going to be honest. I mean, I do it gently, but I tell my kids about what other people believe, because how else are we going to be able to pray specifically for them and come against that unless we're honest with our kids? Now, hear my heart. We're not freaking them out, right? We don't want phone calls from parents like, why did you tell my kid this, right? There's a way to talk gently. But I want my kids to understand there's a world around them that doesn't know Jesus, right? And this is why they need to know Jesus. And so as you go through these cards, there's all kinds of cool stuff. But at the very end, there's a card that says, here are some ways that you can pray. And it'll take you through some of the things the missionaries are doing. And we'll, in our small groups on that second week of the month, we'll sit down and we'll go through these cards, and they'll practice praying out loud just how we did for that specific country. And even if they don't know how to pray or they feel nervous about it, it's literally, let me find the right card. It's literally prayer points like this, and I'll say, okay, if you don't know how to pray, just say, God, I pray that, and read the first line.
For our missionaries and the Cambodian churches, that God will help them reach more people for Jesus.
Okay, and so it's just practicing in little ways and exposing them to missions. The third week of the month, I might do one of the games from the curriculum, that this is a game that they play in Cambodia. The fourth week, we might do a language thing, teach them some of the language. And so every single week, this country that I'm talking about, we've got it in front of our kids. And so I'm making sure that I'm hitting all the kids in my ministry. One of the other tools, I told you BGMC sessions, could you go to the sermon one? The blue, that, yep. This is one of the brand new resources that is available now from the National Office, BGMC. It's 12-month sermons. So it's the same idea as the session, kind of like what we did before. But some of these talk specifically about some of the different ministries, like World Serve International, Project Rescue, some of these different big ministries. It talks about what they do and how we can teach our kids about it. There's a game in it. There's a full lesson. And so there are all kinds of tools and resources available for you to be able to teach your kids about missions. One of the other greatest resources that you have are missionaries. I know that sounds really simple and really silly for me to be saying that in this context, but I'm telling you, your missionaries want to have a relationship with you. They want to share stories. They want you to pray for them. They want to share their prayer needs. And so I take advantage of every opportunity I can to get face-to-face with a missionary. Maybe that's a video chat call that I have during the week with them, and I'll record part of that in our Zoom call, and I'll play it for my kids. Or when our missionaries are at our church, instead of them being just in the main sanctuary, it is not even a question. They will always come back to Kids Church. They'll do a window in the main sanctuary, and they will come back to Kids Church, and they'll teach the kids about the same thing, because then during that time, they're going to tell the kids what happens. There's a fun Q&A thing that the kids always want to know. What do you have to eat? What are the gross things that you have to eat? You know, where do you sleep? And, you know, they ask them all the crazy things. But then we come together. I have a picture. It's the kids praying. It's a group of three right here. So these are missionaries that we just recently had at our church, and they came and they brought they're familiar with kids ministry, and so they're with Africa Tabernacle Evangelism, and they actually brought this really cool thing set up where they had the kids help build a tabernacle in the room and everything. But every missionary that comes into our kids church, this is how we end it. We ask them, what are three specific ways that we can pray for you? And we come around them, they stand in the middle, we lay hands on them, we teach the kids about power, you know, laying on of hands, praying out loud, and just how we pray together, our kids do. And it's powerful, guys. It's powerful, especially if you are consistent with this and you're consistently teaching them about missions and what it looks like to have a heart of compassion the way that God does. Some of the prayers that these kids pray are incredible. Incredible. They'll put many adults to shame, right? And so just exposing our kids to the stories and what is real life like a missionary look like? Asking the tough questions. I can remember one of the conversations we had with this particular couple. They're getting ready to leave for their first term, and it came up in conversation with the kids that they're getting ready to have their very first grandbaby. And the week after their first grandbaby is born, they have to leave and they're going to be gone for an entire year. Can you imagine? As a parent or as a grandparent, the sacrifice that's made, and you could see the look in the kids' eyes when they started to put two and two together. This is the sacrifice that our missionaries are making. Imagine if I couldn't be with my grandparents for a whole year. I didn't see them at Christmas. I didn't see them at my birthday. And so they're starting to see that this is what's involved, but the cost is worth it because they're going and telling people about Jesus. And so anytime we can get conversations like that in front of our kids with our real live missionary superheroes, it's awesome. I promise you it's worth it. So talk to your pastor. Make sure that you are making room for these people to come back into your kids' services. One of the other things that we do to keep in front of missions in front of our kids, we have, I know I'm totally skipping all around my, I had my whole slideshow in order and we've gone all over the place. Could you throw the one up of the crafts? Nope, right there, yep. So some of these are in the missions curriculum, the 12-month BGMC curriculum. Some of it is stuff that I've just found on Pinterest, right? How many of you guys have a Pinterest board, right? So I love doing crafts with my kids that are specific to missions, especially if I can do it earlier on in the month, because it's something that they can take home and we'll say, hey, put this on your refrigerator or put this next to your bed. And it's a reminder for the kids to pray for that specific country that we're talking about every day in a place that they're going to see it often. Again, it's just keeping it in front of their kids. It's literally paper and plates and Sharpies, right? So super simple. A couple more tools, and again, this seems silly, but I promise you some of the best resources is if you use social media. I know there's a big trend like to not be on social media right now, and that's fine, but if you use social media, follow your missionaries. Follow the Assemblies of God World Missions, Assemblies of God U.S. Missions. Follow the BGMC community. All of these missions, the Joshua Project is another great one to follow because a lot of these places are trying to get out content to help you share a mission's heart with your people, and you're going to find different things. You're going to find different statistics, different pictures, all kinds of stuff that you can just put in front of your kids and let them see, oh, maybe I could be like that missionary one day. I see that person riding a bike in Thailand, right? They're there telling people about Jesus. Because the more that we keep it in front of them, the more they're going to think about it, right? I want to tell you a couple testimonies of kids that I've had just in my own ministry. It's from personal time that I've had with my kids because they've caught the heart. They've caught the vision of it. One of my kids lives on a farm. Lima is like, it's a city, but like it's super rural around. And so we've got lots and lots of farmers. We've got lots of 4-H kids, the whole thing. Well, he had chickens. And when we had a missionary come into our kids' ministry, he started to see the heart for missions and for giving to BGMC to help kids around the world hear about Jesus. And he decided that he was going to sell the eggs from his chickens for BGMC, for missions giving. The kid raised $300 just by selling eggs. He's been in church ever since, and now he feels called to work in special needs ministry because he saw people the way that God saw them, right? One of my other kids, Aiden, it's weird to talk about them now because he's like a senior in high school, but I've been at my church for a very long time, and so I've watched these kids grow up. But he practiced giving to missions. He was part of praying for missionaries as they came into our kids' ministry. And he now is a senior in high school, and he has such a burning desire to be a missionary because he feels like God has called him to be a missionary. But it's because of kids' services where he was seeing people who were hurting and broken. He'll tell you, he feels very strongly that he's going to be a missionary to Bolivia. And he's getting ready. He's currently now, as we speak, out at Evangel College looking at schooling and what he can do to go in with a business as missions degree so that he can go into places and use his skills, but be a missionary. I have another girl, Juliet, who was actually at kids camp during one of the BGMC sessions that she felt God speak to her about being a missionary to Argentina. And if you ask her about it, the girl will immediately start crying just because she's so tender toward the things of God. But it was while we were talking about missions that she felt the Lord speak to her about being a missionary to Argentina. Both Jewel and Aiden have grown up in kids ministry. They've grown up giving to BGMC, hearing about missions. They both went on their first missions trip with our church to El Salvador last year. And the fire that they have inside of them is like nothing I've seen. But it's because we've established a culture of missions. We've kept it in front of them. We've helped them see this is how God could use you. And if I say yes to God, whether that's praying for people around the world or giving of my resources, my time, my money, my talent, maybe that means that God might actually ask me to go and give of my life. Right? This is what we want from our kids. We want to send missionaries from our church. And if we teach kids at the youngest of ages, how cool in 10 years, in 15 years, where we can look and be getting emails from our kids who are in Albania, from our kids who are in Russia, kids that we poured our blood, sweat, and tears into, right? Kids who drove us absolutely bonkers, right? But we see them living their lives for Jesus. That's what we want. That's why we teach them to have a heart for missions. That's why we continually teach them to grow that generosity, to continue to say yes to God. I want to tell you, I have just a couple minutes before we get into, oh, he's here to take pictures of me. I'm like sweating, man. I'm just teasing. I want to tell you about a couple specific things that are happening here in Ohio that we're really excited about with BGMC. If you go to Kids Camp, you may hear that we typically do a specific project at Kids Camp where we come together, churches in Ohio, and we support a big project. We've done all kinds of things, but this year, we're excited to partner with the AG Foster Care Network, and our goal is to raise $20,000 between our weeks of camps to be able to go and help kids in the U.S. who are in foster care hear about missions. Isn't that cool? How cool. And so we're excited. So a lot of the things that we're going to be doing at camp is going to deal with foster care. Obviously, we're going to be gentle with that. Obviously, we're going to be careful with how we talk about those things. But one of the things that the kids will get when we've done t-shirts in the past. Last year, when the kids gave, was it $30 last year? When the kids gave $30, they got a soccer ball because our project was specifically for building a soccer arena in Indonesia. And so because our project is the foster care network, when kids give $30 to BGMC at summer camp, it's a BGMC sling bag because we're going to talk about how sometimes when kids have to change homes suddenly, they just throw what they can in a backpack, and it's like they're staying overnight at somebody else's house, right? We understand that. And so the kids will be able to get one of the sling pouches. One of the cool things with how BGMC is set up is when you give to a specific designated project, maybe you're giving to WorldServe, or you're giving to a specific missionary for a sound system or for a tent or something like that, 100% of that designated money goes directly to that project. 100% of it when it's designated for a specific project. If you give to BGMC and it's not designated toward a specific project, we're still going to use that money for whatever need is the greatest among our Ohio missionaries. However, there is a portion of that that comes back to Ohio. 11% of your giving will come back to Ohio for us to be able to help further kids ministry here in Ohio. So what does that look like? Yeah, so in the past, we've helped purchase computers for kids' ministries to be able to use their curriculum and do worship videos. This year, what that looks like is it's a limited number of spots, but because our project is for the foster care network, we want to help kids in foster care get to kids' camp so their lives can be radically changed by Jesus. And so part of that money that comes back will be put toward a sponsorship to help foster kids in foster care get to kids camp. So cool, right? We also understand the importance of biblical literacy in our kids, and unfortunately, sometimes churches just don't have the funds to be able to purchase certain things. We understand that. Maybe you're from a small church, and so one of the things that we want to be able to provide is to help you get Bibles into your kids' ministry. Not necessarily Bibles for them to take home, but Bibles for you to use in your church to be able to teach kids how to get into God's Word. We can purchase that with some of that 11% that comes back from the undesignated offering, so that there'll be an application. That information is coming soon, but you'll be able to apply to get some Bibles for your kids' ministry. Cool, right? And so when you give to BGMC, and you can help the kids understand this, not only are they helping people all over the world, but they're helping kids right here in Ohio, right? Hear about Jesus and grow and be discipled by Jesus. I know I've given you guys a lot of information. 12. I'm like right on, baby. Come on. First we're going to start with questions. Questions that you have specifically for me about BGMC. And then we're going to talk about some quick ideas because people always want to know, how can I, like the money part of it, how can I help get the money in for BGMC? How can I encourage my kids that way? But before we get to that, let's talk for just a minute. Does anybody have any questions so far? No? Yeah.
Because I know missionaries are not talking about the Sunday service.
Huh?
Has anybody tried, I just had an idea when you were talking, has anybody tried seeing if maybe a missionary would come back to your kids' church during worship? To try to pull a missionary into your kids' church? Or do you just have them come in as your special slot in your kids' church all the time?
Missionaries will do just about anything you ask them to do to be able to share their story. So we've had one of the things our church does. So they, our missionaries will share for like a 5-minute window in our adult service. They'll come back into our kids service and they'll talk to the kids. And then after all of our services are finished, we do a family style lunch with a missionary where it'll be a lot more intimate. Like people are just around tables. It's just pizza. Like it's nothing fancy. It's literally just pizza, but we'll sit the missionaries down on a couch. I'll sit with them and we'll just kind of go back and forth. And it's a place where they can share more stories, but that's always family friendly. But again, it exposes kids to life and personal testimony of what's going on in those countries. I've seen churches do like hands-on experiences, like walkthroughs. Toledo Calvary and Maumee just did a really cool walkthrough. They had a whole missions week, but they brought families in each of the different rooms they had set up. One was Africa, and so they had African music playing, and they had food you could taste from different parts of Africa, and they had a Europe section, and it was just really cool. It was hands-on because we know that kids are touch and feel and experience, right? Yeah.
Say, when we have a missionary, and let's say, for example, you know, the husband's being here in the main service,
mm-hmm.
I'll steal the spouse or the kids up there.
Yeah, it's really cool when you can get missionary kids back into your kids' ministry because they're seeing, like, oh, this is a kid just like me. I love that.
So that's usually what we do. We'll steal someone.
Yeah. No more questions about curriculum or anything like that?
How different is the sermons
than the sessions? The sermons are a little bit more in-depth than the sessions are. So the sessions are designed to take between 5 and 7 minutes. The sermons are probably like 10 to 15 minutes because they have a full game that's part of that and an altar response time.
I really like how you do one each week. Mm-hmm. One time, my first time I taught BBMC, I did the whole class on it, but then I had new kids that never knew Jesus come into my church, but because we were talking the entire time about a country, I felt like I missed the opportunity to preach the gospel to them, and so how could I change it so that we're still teaching a main lesson each week, and so I liked how you just do that. Mm-hmm. I feel like, it takes a little, even like the sessions, just a little tidbit,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You had mentioned something about how things are changing with BGMC. Will the digital downloads still be available for the year long?
Yes. Yes, I don't think there's a plan to take that away. So some of your churches, previously the setup was, if your church gave to BGMC at all, you would get mailed this like little disc with all this curriculum on it. We have upgraded to current times, and now it's a digital download that you can find at digitalmyhealthychurch.com, I believe, digitalmyhealthychurch.com. And you can download the current year for free. Yes, it's digitalmyhealthychurch.com. Close to that effect. In and around there somewhere. Yeah.
I just have a comment. We were just back there talking. We do the STARS program.
Yes.
The
Rose
program.
Yep.
We just got a girl that in foster care, she was taken away from her parents and stuff like that. And I was amazed. She knew nothing about God. And this is happening.
In the United States,
She knew nothing about God. She thought, and it just so happened the week we were doing the lesson, she said that she knew she had to be good. And I said, no, you can't be good in order to go to heaven.
Right.
Like that. And we told her that but it was just like, that was the lesson. God
said
that lesson for her because she had to know that Jesus accepted her heart.
It kind of blows your mind, doesn't it?
It blew my mind that she knew nothing about Jesus.
Yeah, we think that Gen Alpha, like these kids, because this is the first, what do they say, the first generation to fully have their lives in technology. I don't know what the right terminology is, but they have phones at 10 years old, right? They're on social media and all this kind of stuff. So these super young kids that have access literally to the world don't know anything about Jesus. And it blows our minds, right? And that's why our jobs are so important. Really quick, for 5-10 minutes, I think we have, it's 12:30 that we're actually out, right? Okay. I just want to share a couple things that my church has done that is just our fun ways to help the kids give money and, of course, fun contests and that kind of stuff, because we know that kids are, we want them to give out of a heart of compassion. Yes, that's true. But sometimes it's through these other means, these fun ways, that heart of compassion develops. And so let me show you a couple things really quick. Okay, back up. We call this Dash for Cash. There's a lot of churches that do this. I'm going to tell you, this is one of the most fun things It is madness, but we did this once a month, the first Sunday of the month, where all of our elementary kids would come into the sanctuary and run around with buddy barrels. We would put 60 seconds on the clock to make sure that we were, like, checking, you know, not taking 5 minutes of service. But we'd bring them in, we'd share, this is what BGMC is, if we had a specific project that we were working on, and we'd give the adults an opportunity to partner with us. Super, super fun, and then we'd always close it with prayer, and the kids would go back to their church. So we call this Dash for Cash. How many of you guys do some sort of that at your church? Yeah, it's always super fun. You can go to the next one. M&M tubes fit quarters beautifully. Maybe you guys have seen this before. These aren't new ideas. These are just things that we've done, but maybe it'll spark some creativity. And so usually once a year, I'll get from, like, usually Sam's Club has them. Sometimes they're out, but don't spend a lot of money on them. But the kids will each get an M&M tube. They'll get to eat the M&Ms and then bring it back filled with quarters. If you get the big tubes are like $20 or $22 when it's filled with quarters when it comes back. The smaller regular tubes, I think, are maybe $15 or $16, but it adds up really quick. Listen, I still have kids. Even though we did this, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago, I just had a kid bring me back his thing filled with quarters. He's like, I ate the M&Ms, so I knew I had to fill it with quarters and bring it back. But we would take it because we wanted there to be a prayer component as well. And so we challenged the kids that for every quarter they put in, they would spend 1 minute praying for a part of the world. And so trying to partner that prayer with the giving. This is one of the boards that we make. I'm a really big fan of 4-foot by 8-foot core plus boards. They're all over my ministry just because I can do what I want to with them because I'm cheap and I don't want to pay to have them, like, actually printed. So I get them from local sign places. Yeah. Like, Sean has given me, if you need core plus board, he might be able to hook you up, Sean Highfield. But anyhow, we were doing a specific project with Compassion Link with eyeglasses. They were something like $15 or $17 a piece. And so what you see over here, we had put out a challenge to the kids to pray for a week or two and ask God how many pairs of glasses he thought they should get, right? And so we're asking the kids to make a faith promise. And so they came back, we did all of it, we filled out the yellow side, and then we actually put this in our lobby, and the red side was the matching pledges for the kids. And so we challenged the adults to take a red pair of glasses that matched the faith promise of a kid, because together we can do more, right? Isn't that pretty? But actually, it was really powerful. One of the testimonies that I'll have for, like, the rest of my life, I'll remember forever, is one of my kids, and his thing is, like, right in here. Right here, 11 pair of glasses. He was in about third grade during this time. And, you know, I challenge the kids, go home, pray about this. Come back with how many you think God is asking you to do. And he came back and he said, I think God's asking me to do 11 pairs of glasses. And I said, okay, Elijah, that's a big number, because this actually means 11 pairs of glasses times however much it was, $17 a pair. 11 pairs of glasses would have been $187. And as soon as I said that, you could see this look on his face like, I don't have that kind of money. How am I going to do that? And so right there in that moment, I said, Elijah, do you feel like God has asked you to give this amount? He said, yes, I do. I said, okay, we're going to pray right now that because God's asked you to do it and you're saying, yes, God, I'm going to step out and obey, even though I don't know how it's going to happen, I'm going to ask for your help. And so we prayed together in that moment. And that kid brought in something like $250 by the time it was done. And it was so cool to see the look on his face and, like, see the wheels turning and putting all the connections together, like, oh, God asked me to do something. I said yes, even though I felt like it was too big for me, and look how God showed up and made a way. That's the kind of encounters that we want kids to have with God, right? When they step out on obedience. And so this is a cool way for them to experience that. Is there another one? Oh, there is, yeah. This was one of our one of the projects that we did specifically that was for Fiji. It was, we were translating some kind of curriculum. This was a couple years ago. But basically, it was like $5 per book is what it broke down to have a book translated into a preschool book translated so that a preschooler could hear about Jesus. And we had a goal of 1,000 books. And so as kids brought in money, I had these stickers pre-printed. Again, it was a 4-foot by 8-foot chloroplast board. I actually think it was 3 of them. It was massive. It was so big. But I had taken pictures that I had found off of Google, right, of Fiji, kids in Fiji, put them on here so the kids could see faces of kids in Fiji, help connect that in their brains, right? And then for every $5 the kids gave, they got a sticker that they could slap up on the board, and our goal was to have 1,000 stickers by the end of it, right? And so anytime you can help kids make that hands-on connection, it's just a fun way, and it's like, it's more than just, like, the thermometer things are great, but right, we can use some creativity and think of some different ways to show kids what they're doing and how God's using them.